Hal Jordan.
The ring chose you.
Take it.
Speak the oath.
Speak the oath. Everybody knows the oath.
I pledge allegiance to a lantern that I got from a dying purple alien.
So, this is the chosen human.
The ring turns thought into reality. Its limits are only what you can imagine.
The sword of human.
Remember, your enemy is not gonna play fair.
Okay, here's the deal. As a child of the 70s and 80s, I read tons of Green Lantern comics. He was my favorite superhero, even more so than Superman or Batman, so I've been waiting 30 years for this movie to be made. The verdict for me is that while it's not perfect, Green Lantern is still a great deal of fun. I was entertained, and it was a joy for me to watch the wicked cool green power ring effects come to life on screen. The story follows Hal Jordan, a test pilot who is chosen to be part of an elite intergalactic peacekeeping corps. He must balance his personal life with his new duties and come to terms with his own responsibilities. Sure, there are some goofy scenes and silly dialogue. Ryan Reynolds hams it up a bit too much, and no one ever accused Blake Lively of being anything more than a pretty face. But I found the action and the effects cool, and anytime the Green Lanterns were doing their thing, I was happy. Falling in line with other light and entertaining superhero movies like Fantastic Four and Thor, Green Lantern is a cool little film. Green Lantern gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.